Rory Kavanagh, Unions were expected to win it, and they did win it in the end. But at half time, only 2 points in it, and you know, Ardra did pretty well.
I have to give a lot of credit to Ardra. You know, they knew that they had to get a win today for their championship survival, and they showed that in the first sort of 15, 20 minutes. They had 1-2 on the board, and we were struggling. Like, we were sluggish, to be honest with you, and a lot of sort of unforced errors and things like that, Chris. But, you know, surely and steadily, towards the end of the half, we got ourselves back into it, and I think we had a couple of points to spare it at half time. But thankfully, in the second half, we started to up our work rate and things like that, and we started to get to the grips of the game and punish them on the scoreboard. And we were made to work all the way.
Mm. And Niall O'Donnell's goal in the second half, I mean, I think that put six between the sides, and after that it was really a case of just what the score would end up at.
Aye, listen, I suppose maybe Ardra's head dropped a wee bit once we got the goal. We stretched it out to about 6 points at that stage, but we never knew, because you had to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and scoring difference can come into these things, like coming down to the last game. So it sets it up nicely now for St Michael's next week, going down to the Bridge again. It's going to be a massive, massive battle. So we kind of knew that before when we saw the group. We kind of knew all along it'll come down to that last game, and that's the way it'll pan out.
You went off injured, so what's the initial prognosis?
I'm not too sure, just at the minute. You know, we'll have to see now maybe how it reacts, and we strain there. So hopefully in the next 48 hours I'll have a better idea of where it's at. But no, hopefully it's just a precaution that came off. You know, I could have possibly played on, but I knew there was a bigger game probably to come now next weekend. So I didn't want to risk anything.